Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Three terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kishtwar area of Jammu and Kashmir. Army foils infiltration bid by terrorists along LOC in Akhnoor sector. Three Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah pays tributes to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra on his 345th death anniversary. Hanuman Jayanti being celebrated in different parts of the country with religious fervour. US orders foreign nationals to register under Alien Act within 30 days or face arrest and deportation. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Gujarat Titans in Lucknow this afternoon. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chhatru forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in forests of Chhatru area of the district. After initial contact, terrorists managed to escape. However, fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of fire. The security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to the Bhadarwa area of Doda district to keep track of terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly districts of the Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Meanwhile, the Indian Army foiled an infiltration attempt by a group of heavily armed terrorists along the line of control LOC in the Akhnoor sector of the Keri Bhattal area late last night. The Army said the troops detected the movement of terrorists near a stream and challenged them, resulting in a fierce exchange of gunfire. During the encounter, a junior commissioned officer of the Army was killed along the LOC in Akhnoor. Following the incident, the area has been cordoned off with deployment of reinforcements and a search operation was underway. The incident comes just 2 days after India and Pakistan held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Poonch district to discuss issues related to border management. Three Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. More from our correspondent.
A joint team of Cobra Battalion of CRPF, District Reserve Guard and a Special Task Force had gone on an anti-naxal operation in the Indravati forest area of Bijapur district. During this operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists today morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed naxalites from the spot. Apart from this, a large quantity of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra.
ये शिव चरित्र को हम सबका दायित्व है कि इसको भारत के बच्चे बच्चे को सिखाया जाए, भारत के बच्चे बच्चे को पढ़ाया जाए। और मैं तो आज महाराष्ट्र में आया हूँ, महाराष्ट्र के लोगों को दो हाथ जोड़कर विनंती करने आया हूँ, शिवराय को महाराष्ट्र तक सीमित मत रखिए, देश और दुनिया शिवराय से प्रेरणा ले सकती है। स्वधर्म पर अभिमान करना, स्वराज की आकांक्षा रखना और स्वभाषा को अमर बनाना, ये तीन विचार देश की सीमाओं के साथ जुड़े नहीं हैं, मानव जीवन के स्वाभिमान के साथ जुड़े।
Mr. Shah said Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's enduring message was that the fight for Swaraj or self-rule must never cease. He added that today, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
उन्होंने कहा था स्वराज की लड़ाई कभी रुकनी नहीं चाहिए, स्वधर्म के सम्मान की लड़ाई कभी रुकनी नहीं चाहिए, स्वभाषापों को अमर बनाने की लड़ाई कभी रुकनी नहीं चाहिए। और मित्रों, आज मैं कह रहा हूं कि मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में वो लड़ाई बहुत गौरव के साथ आगे बढ़, भारत को समग्र विश्व में गौरवमय स्थान पर प्रस्थापित करने का काम आज नरेंद्र मोदी जी करे। शिवाजी महाराज ने कहा था काशी विश्वनाथ मंदिर का उद्धार करिए, सभी ज्योतिर्लिंगों तक पहुंचिए और सिंधु तक पहुंचिए, राम जन्मभूमि का उद्धार करने का काम भी नरेंद्र मोदी जी के शासनकाल में हुआ।
The BJP has said that despite the nervousness in the global economy due to imposition of tariffs by the US, the Indian economy is strong and its impact will be very minimal. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Syed Zafar Islam said the Indian economy is self-reliant and is growing at a rapid pace. He said the policy decisions taken by the Narendra Modi government has contributed in making the Indian economy strong. Mr. Islam also said while coming to power in 2014, the Narendra Modi government brought economic revolution at the grassroots level. He also highlighted the benefits of Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana and Mudra Yojana. Mr. Islam also said that Mudra Yojana, which has now become a global model for supporting small businesses and entrepreneurship.
सबसे पहले जनधन योजना आप शुरू किया जिससे बैंकिंग सेक्टर से जो लोग नहीं जुड़े हुए थे उन लोगों को जोड़ा और आज तक 53 करोड़ लोग जुट चुके हैं उसमें, और ये 53 करोड़ में 66% जो है महिलाएं हैं और उन लोगों को जो है बैंकिंग सेक्टर से जोड़ा गया। और जब बैंकिंग सेक्टर से जुड़ गए लोग तो उसके बाद आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने मुद्रा स्कीम का लॉन्च किया जो 8 अप्रैल 2015 में 10 साल हो गए उसके, और स्कीम का जो फायदा है दुनिया के लिए एक टेम्पलेट बन चुका है।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging Hanuman temples since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundarkand and Akhand Ramayan are being recited at the temples on the occasion. In Uttar Pradesh, devotees are offering prayers in Lord Hanuman temples on Hanuman Jayanti. A large number of devotees gathered at Ayodhya's Hanuman Gadi temple today to celebrate the occasion. People gathered in long queues to offer prayers, chant mantras and seek blessings from Lord Hanuman. Many devotees also took a holy dip in the Saryu River and visited the Ram temple as part of their spiritual journey. The atmosphere was filled with devotion, with chants of Jai Bajrang Bali echoing through the temple premises. In Varanasi, devotees were seen standing in long queues, patiently waiting for their turn to offer prayers. At Sankat Mochan Hanuman temple, devotees are taking blessings, participating in prayers and engaging in traditional rituals like reciting Hanuman Chalisa in Sundarkand. Mass feasts have been also organized at many places in the city. Tight security arrangements have been made in Ayodhya and Varanasi for the safety and smooth darshan of devotees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti in a social media post. The Prime Minister said, with the blessings of Sankat Mochan Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy, happy and prosperous in life. Secretary in the Ministry of Minority Affairs Dr. Chandrasekhar Kumar, who is on a visit to Saudi Arabia to review preparations being made for Hajj 2025, has expressed satisfaction over the hygienic, stress-free stay facilities being ensured for a smooth pilgrimage experience. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said the Government of India is leaving no stone unturned for a comfortable Hajj 2025. Padmashri D. Ramaya, popularly known as the Tree Man of Telangana, passed away this morning in his native village, Reddipalli, in Khammam district, Telangana. He suffered a heart attack and was rushed to the Khammam government hospital, where he died while receiving treatment. He had been unwell for some time. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted the continued efforts by the Government of India for the Indian diaspora to ensure Indian growth story is appreciated and is taken forward through closer engagements. The Finance Minister stated this while addressing the Indian community in Vienna, Austria, yesterday. She also appreciated the strong role of the Indian diaspora in Austria and emphasized on the significant role of Indian entrepreneurs in the growth story of their country.
On this occasion, I wish to recall the highly successful visit by the Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, to Austria in July 2024. The Prime Minister's visit was a milestone in the India-Austria partnership, especially in elevating our economic and commercial linkages to a higher trajectory. You would recall that Prime Minister Modi had emphasized the political will of the Government of India to expand our partnership with Austria. My visit to Vienna is a reaffirmation of the Prime Minister's vision to work towards realizing the fullest possible potential of our bilateral relationship with Austria.
In the United States, the White House has announced that all foreign nationals residing in the country for over 30 days must register with the federal government or face strict penalties, including fines, imprisonment, and deportation. Under the new rule, foreign nationals, including visa holders and legal permanent residents, must carry proof of registration at all times. The regulation applies to individuals staying in the U.S. for more than 30 days and includes newly arrived foreign nationals who must register within a month of entry if they lack valid documentation. And now news from the world of sports.
In the IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at the Ekna Stadium in Lucknow at 3:30 p.m. today. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. In the Indian Super League football final, Mohun Bagan Super Giant will face Bengaluru FC at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kriranganan in Kolkata today. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. This will be Mohun Bagan's fifth appearance in an ISL final, and they will be aiming to clinch the title for the second time. Bengaluru, on the other hand, will be seeking revenge for their defeat to Mohun Bagan in the 2023 final. In tennis, India defeated Chinese Taipei 2-1 in the Billie Jean King Cup Asia-Oceania Group 1 in Pune. Srivali Bhami Dipati and Vaidehi Chaudhary helped Team India take a significant stride towards their quest for the playoff spot. India will take on Korea Republic in their final group match today. A victory in the match will secure the Indian team a spot in the playoffs. With Sayukta Yadav's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani Delhi.
The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, South Interior, Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe today. The same rainfall has been predicted for Assam and Meghalaya during the next 3 days. IMD said light rainfall is likely in various parts of west, central and adjoining east regions of the country till the 14th of April. IMD has predicted isolated hailstorm over east Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana and Karnataka during the next 5 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Three terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kishtwar area of Jammu and Kashmir. Army foils infiltration bid by terrorists along LOC in Akhnoor sector. Three Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah pays tributes to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra on his 345th death anniversary. Hanuman Jayanti being celebrated in different parts of the country with religious fervour. U.S. orders foreign nationals to register under Alien Act within 30 days or face arrest and deportation. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Gujarat Titans in Lucknow this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.